Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
The dangerous rise of GPS attacks. Thousands of planes and ships are facing GPS jamming and spoofing. Experts warn these attacks could potentially impact critical infrastructure, communication networks, and more. By Matt Burgess. The disruption to GPS services started getting worse on Christmas Day. Planes and ships moving around southern Sweden and Poland lost connectivity last December 25th as their radio signals were interfered with. Since then, the region around the Baltic Sea, including neighboring Germany, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, has faced persistent attacks against GPS systems. Tens of thousands of planes flying in the region have reported problems with their navigation systems in recent months amid widespread jamming attacks, which can make GPS inoperable. As the attacks have grown, Russia has increasingly been blamed, with open-source researchers tracking the source to Russian regions such as Kaliningrad. In one instance, signals were disrupted for 47 hours continuously. On Monday, marking one of the most serious incidents yet, airline Finnair canceled its flights to Tartu, Estonia for a month after GPS interference forced two of its planes to abort landings at the airport and turn around. The jamming in the Baltic region, which was first spotted in early 2022, is just the tip of the iceberg. In recent years, there has been a rapid uptick in attacks against GPS signals and wider satellite navigation systems, known as GNSS, including those of Europe, China, and Russia. The attacks can jam signals, essentially forcing them offline, or spoof the signals, making aircraft and ships appear at false locations on maps. Beyond the Baltics, war zone areas around Ukraine and the Middle East have also seen sharp rises in GPS disruptions, including signal blocking meant to disrupt airborne attacks. Now, governments and telecom and airborne safety experts are increasingly sounding the alarm about the disruptions and the potential for major disasters. Foreign ministers in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania have all blamed Russia for GPS issues in the Baltics this week and said the threat should be taken seriously. It could not be ruled out that this jamming is a form of hybrid warfare with the aim of creating uncertainty and unrest, Jimmy Adamson, the chief of public affairs for the Swedish Navy, tells Wired. Of course, there are concerns, mostly for civilian shipping and aviation, that an accident will occur, creating an environmental disaster. There is also a risk that ships and aircraft will stop traffic to this area and therefore global trade will be affected. A growing threat situation must be expected in connection with GPS jamming, Joe Wagner, a spokesperson from Germany's Federal Office for Information Security, tells Wired, saying there are technical ways to reduce its impact. Officials in Finland also say they have also seen an increase in airline disruptions in and around the country. And a spokesperson for the International Telecommunications Union, a United Nations agency, tells Wired that the number of jamming and spoofing incidents have increased significantly over the last 4 years, and interfering with radio signals is prohibited under the ITU's rules. Attacks against GPS and the wider GNSS category come in two forms. First, GPS jamming looks to overwhelm the radio signals that makes up GPS and makes the system unusable. Second, spoofing attacks can replace the original signal with a new location. Spoofed ships can, for example, appear on maps as if they're at inland airports. Both types of interference are up in frequency. The disruptions, at least at this stage, mostly impact planes flying at high altitudes and ships that can be in open water, not people's individual phones or other systems that rely on GPS. Within the Baltic region, 46,000 aircraft showed potential signs of jamming between August 2023 and March of this year, according to reports and data from tracking service GPS Jam. Benoit Figet, an academic at the Zurich University of Applied Sciences who also runs a live GPS spoofing map, says there have been an additional 44,000 spoofing incidents logged since the start of this year. Earlier this month, more than 15,000 planes had their locations spoofed to Beirut Airport, according to data Figet shared with Wired. More than 10,000 were spoofed to Cairo Airport, while more than 2,000 had their locations showing in Yaroslavl in Russia, the data shows. Separate analysis from geospatial intelligence company Geolect, shared with Wired, shows that on April 16th, around 55 ships broadcast their location as being over the main runway at Simferopol International Airport in Crimea, Ukraine. The airport is around 19 miles inland from the Black Sea, where it's believed the ships were actually located. The biggest change in the last 6 months is definitely the amount of spoofing that's going on, says Zach Clements, a graduate research assistant at the University of Texas at Austin. For the first time, we're seeing widespread disruptions in civil aviation, especially in the Eastern Mediterranean, the Baltics, and the Middle East. In prior years, there were reports of spoofing impacting marine vessels, but not aviation. Clements says there appear to be three spoofers that can be traced back to Russia. One open-source intelligence analyst going by the pseudonym Marcus Janssen has located jamming in the Baltics and that which impacted the Finnish airline this week to Kaliningrad and other Russian locations. One research group has suggested disruption near Poland impacted Russia's own GNSS system less than others. Russia has a long history of interfering with GPS signals both within its borders and internationally. Russia's embassy in the UK did not respond to a request for comment. The disruptions can cause uncertainty and potential safety issues for airline pilots and their passengers. A spokesperson for Eurocontrol, a European aviation organization with more than 40 countries as members, says its analysis shows disruptions are happening in the Eastern Mediterranean, areas around Ukraine and the Black Sea, as well as the Baltic states. During 1 week in March, 4,387 aircraft reported issues, the Eurocontrol spokesperson says, while for the same week last year, there were 2,646 flights reporting problems. The Eurocontrol spokesperson says planes can fly safely without GNSS, but interference puts a higher workload on pilots and air traffic control. A safety notice issued by the UK's Civil Aviation Authority this month says loss of GNSS can result in navigation issues, incorrect emergency terrain warnings that the plane is low to the ground, and the failure of various other systems. I have flown with crew members who were not fully aware of this problem, one pilot said in a NASA report detailing GPS incidents that was also published this month. Other pilots say they had received false terrain warnings that caused them to pull up, and that pilots should have a thorough review of jamming effects on the different aircraft systems as part of their training. Jari Puntinen, the director at Traficom, the Finnish Transport and Communications Agency, says there has been an increase in disruptions both close to and in Finland since the beginning of this year. Puntinen, who was formerly a pilot, says flight operators need to make sure they have made comprehensive risk assessments and to properly train pilots about what to expect if GPS disruptions occur. The increase in GPS disruptions has partly coincided with Russia's full-scale war in Ukraine and Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Disrupting GPS as part of electronic warfare has become common on Russia and Ukraine's battlefields as a way to try to limit the operation of drones. And while Iran launched a barrage of missiles and drones against Israel on April 13th, Israeli GPS disruption designed to limit the impact of the attack also impacted mapping and taxi services as well as food delivery. Kevin Haneke, the founder of cybersecurity company Hensec, whose work includes detecting GPS disruptions, says jamming and spoofing technology has become cheaper and smaller over the years, to the extent that individuals can install them in their cars to hide their movements. However, Haneke says more sophisticated attacks use equipment that can cost huge sums. In conflict zones, in military terms, and in professional terms, this spoofing is very sophisticated and it always goes hand in hand with jamming, he says. As the number of jamming and spoofing incidents increases, there is a growing concern that the disruption of crucial services could become normalized. Multiple experts worry that the full extent of GPS interference is not known, and systems more widely than airlines and shipping may be at risk if the disruption becomes more widespread. Many do not realize that GNSS is not only used in your mobile phone for navigation, but is also a primary source of time synchronization for vital infrastructure, power grid systems, data centers, automatic train control systems, communication systems, especially 5G, financial services, and any distributed management and control system, says Maxim Borotska, the CEO of GNSS detection firm GPS Patrol. What's happening with this infrastructure is not widely reported to the public domain. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.